Well, welcome to the show.
You know what today is?
Today is National Milk Day.
Got milk?
Milk? I know I should drink milk because it'll help me grow up big and strong.
Each year on January 11th, we observe National Milk Day.
Yeah, all right. It does the body good.
National Milk Day.
Celebrate milk today. January 11th in 1878, vendors first delivered milk in glass bottles in the U.S.
Happy National Milk Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Well, the farm show is going on in Harrisburg, so everybody give a moo today and drink your milk. Me? I'll just have a glass of water. Thank you very much.
In digital HD.
It's not that I don't like milk. Okay, maybe it is. But I can only drink water today for 24 hours. Yikes. We'll talk about it next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I got nothing. I got nothing on Milk Day. Did I say I had nothing yesterday? Oh, yeah, because I wasted the weekend. Weekend rewind, as we call it. The weekend in review. I did nothing all weekend because I was expecting ice and snow, and we got a little bit of ice. Well, today I got nothing because I can't have anything. I'm going to come clean with you guys. I got a medical procedure coming up tomorrow. Chad Evans will do the show. I hate taking days off. I hate sick days. I hate personal time. I hate all that. I love to go to work. I love doing this show. But, you know, surgeons, nah, they'd rather do their procedures at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I got a double whammy tomorrow. I'm having an endoscopy and a colonoscopy at the same time. They're just going to keep going till the two cameras bump in the middle of my belly. I can't stand this stuff. I suffer white jacket syndrome. Whatever they call it, lab coat syndrome, hospital anxiety. I don't care what title you put on it. But yeah, I need an Ativan just to look at a hospital, okay? But I can't have anything today. I can't have anything. And you know what? When they make up these rules, they make them up for people that work 9 to 5. Roll out of bed at 8:30, put on some clothes, and get to work by 9. How hard can this be, not eating or drinking anything? They don't make these rules for people that get up at 4 in the morning. So 4 a.m., I get up. I'm ready for my coffee. I'm ready for my oatmeal, my orange juice, my vitamins, all that. Well, first of all, I had to quit the vitamins, I don't know, days ago. I had to quit the oatmeal as well because it had flaxseed in it. What are all these rules for? And today, up at 4 a.m., I could have only clear liquids. For some reason, tea is included in there. I can't see through my tea. It's not clear, but I guess they have some kind of philosophy for that, too. So I had a cup of Irish breakfast tea at about 4 a.m. this morning. Let me tell you something, friends. By the time this show is over at 9, I'm going to be a bear, okay? Nobody needs to come near me. And on top of all this, I'm type 2 diabetic. So I have to eat like every 3 to 4 hours, just something small, you know, like a piece of fruit or a banana or, yeah, some crackers. Peanut butter crackers have become a staple because of the protein in the peanut butter. But I can't eat anything and I can't drink anything. Clear liquids only, Tom. I thought, well, vodka is clear. Maybe I'll have a vodka lunch today. The procedure's not till tomorrow. Look at the fine print. We discourage the use of alcohol. You're taking everything off me. Ay, ay, ay. I may need your help through this, friends. This could be a tough show today. A real tough show. Because I'm not a mean guy.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV is going to talk about beef sticks. See? I can't have anything to eat. They won't let me eat anything. And we're going to talk about beef sticks. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon has got a recall from Walmart with a late night soundbite. And how about the Georgia Bulldogs? It's all coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I get this. I saw that nearly 15,000 pounds of Walmart beef sticks have been recalled because they forgot to label a potential allergen.
Yep.
Walmart beef sticks must now have a label that says, warning, you're eating Walmart beef sticks.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
Maybe you didn't watch the game last night, but if you did, I hope you watched the whole game. I didn't. Alabama was winning. I was like, well, here we go. Another year of Alabama, Roll Tide, and all that stuff. No offense. Love the coach. You know, love the whole program. Top recruits in the country. But, like, I get tired of the same thing all the time. It's funny because I'm a huge sports fan. And if it's my team, I want them to win every year. But if it's somebody else, please don't win back-to-back. Please don't win 7 in the last 9 or whatever it was. I just don't. So I was rooting for Georgia. I love their defense. I'm a defensive guy. I coach defense. I played defense. So it started to slip away, and I was like, well, it looks like Alabama's going to win again. I'm going to bed. And Georgia scores 20 points in the fourth quarter to win 33-18. But Georgia, the Bulldogs, get it done. And their coach, that goofy-looking guy, Kirby Smart, what's with that bowl haircut from 1960? Anyway, he got a little goofy in his acceptance speech.
The national championship trophy to Coach Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs.
There's going to be some property torn up in Indianapolis tonight, baby!
Hey, take it easy. Hey, come on.
Paraphrasing the great Larry Munson with that one.
It's surreal. Look at these fans and the people that traveled. They came up here with confidence. And we were going to take this thing over. I can't tell you how many people reached out to me and believed. And you know who really believed? All these men right here.
There you go.
We told them before the game, we're burning the boats. The only way home is through them. And that's the only way you're getting home.
We're burning the boats. The only way home is through them. And they went through them. Congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs. Rob, the Sports Center has the rest of the sports coming up. Stay with us.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
And there it is, another chapter coming up next. Someone who has been practicing this for a long time and claims it's the cure for COVID.
You're in there.
No, let's move on. And there it is, on the way next, if your stomach can't handle it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right. Here it comes. Hold your nose, block your ears, and let's hope your stomach doesn't bounce. One of the nation's leading anti-vaxxers has the cure for COVID. And the answer is drinking urine.
I've been practicing this for 20 years. The antidote that we've seen now, and we have tons and tons of research, is urine therapy. A lot of you, this sounds crazy.
Yep.
This has been around for centuries. We've got documented, published papers on urine. We do. We have this.
Okay, you know what? I'm not caring. You and your published documents, especially today. If you joined us at the top of the show, I'm on a clear liquid only diet for 24 hours because I'll be in the hospital tomorrow. But no, I'm not drinking that. Okay? That's almost as crazy as the president suggesting that we drink Clorox or Lysol or something
for
like
every
that.
Every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
Uh-huh.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
WQKX. Ugh, I need a glass of water.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late Night TV's reaction to the death of Bob Saget.
94KX.
We said goodbye to Bob Saget yesterday. Movie Mike was in with the Entertainment Report, and it was featured in the news. Now different things come out. Saget was on a podcast just last week, and he talked about dying of COVID.
It is not good. It does not feel good. I had it. I don't know if I had Delta or... I might have had a combo. Maybe at one point they were working together. I don't know.
Oh,
I think
Delta
at one point Omicron was opening for Delta, but then Omicron got so big, Delta's opening now. I'm going to entertain that audience to the best of my ability for what's there, for whatever's there. So if it's half full, I go, wow, that's disappointing. And then all of a sudden, 200 more people show up because they decide at the last minute, what the hell? When are we going to see Bob? You know, he might die from COVID. Let's go see him.
Bob was touring in Florida, stand-up comedy, and a lot of his material had to do with COVID. No word on how he passed, but Bob Saget is gone, and it is still echoing throughout the entertainment community. Jimmy Kimmel with a tearful goodbye.
I was going through emails with Bob, and some of them were just funny, but some were very serious emails about life and the well-being of our children and hard it is to appreciate one of those without the other being just right. In one email, we're talking about our kids, and I have it here. He wrote, "One night soon, let's go out and have some meat and some good damn drinks and talk about how lucky we are that we have them. We love you, Bob."
How lucky we are that we have our children. That's beautiful.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
It's called Intern Peyton. It's way too cold.
Yes, wait.
You're from California. You were born and raised in California.
Yes, I grew up by the beach.
This has got to be terrible for you.
It is excruciating. I can't believe people live here.
I have a feeling you're only wearing your mask to keep your face warm.
That's part of it. Not going to lie.
Coming up, some viral comedy, which is, I don't know, a mix of not reading the instructions and not knowing what the heck you're doing.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
When you buy a dehumidifier, what do you think it does? I'm thinking it takes the water out of the air.
The best songs on the radio.
HD.
Viral comedy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We've got intern Peyton with us. She's shivering. She's used to the West Coast weather. Anyway, I'm going to ask you something. You're a very smart young lady.
If you say so, Tom.
Okay. Do you know what a dehumidifier is?
Yeah, I actually do. I learned that when I moved out here.
Okay, because it's very humid in Pennsylvania. Our summers are terrible. You got to suck the water out of the air, okay, so it doesn't mold up your house. Exactly. And then every once in a while, you got to empty the dehumidifier.
Yep, you got to pour it into the sink.
So I would imagine it was different in California. Maybe the opposite, or am I wrong?
Yeah, exactly the opposite. We put the water into the air.
Okay, yeah, because you wouldn't want static electricity on your fingers all the time, shorten out your computer, all that snappity-snap stuff. So you put water back into the air.
Put it back in, exactly.
All right, today's viral comedy is a woman who kind of didn't understand the idea of dehumidifier.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
What do you mean you fill it up? You're supposed to be pouring the water out of it.
Really? I thought you filled it up.
Julia!
What?
You have been pouring water in there?
Yeah.
It's a dehumidifier. What do you mean you pour water in?
I thought that's what you do.
It's a dehumidifier. It takes humid out of the air. Bro, you've been pouring water in that?
I take the thing that you take out to bring upstairs and I fill it up.
Julia.
Hey, Julia, don't worry about it. Your boyfriend or husband or whatever, he's not really harsh on you. The worst thing he said in that little lecture was, bro. Okay? First thing, you don't call your girlfriend bro. But hey, bro, take the water out.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got late night television. Jimmy Kimmel's on the way talking about the Golden Globe Awards, or lack of them, birthday buddies, and more.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
They held the Golden Globes ceremony, sort of. The Globes were not televised this year. There's no audience. There was no red carpet, and there was no show because no celebrities agreed to be a part of it. That's how radioactive the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has become. They were handing out golden trophies, and no actor in Hollywood would take one. That's like birds not flying south for the winter. It's unheard of.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yes, sir.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Here we go. Musical birthdays today. Again. One, two, three of them. All right. Celebrity birthdays. My girl, Mary J. Blige, is 51 years old. She's amazing. You know what? Just go to YouTube, punch in Mary J. Blige, as some people say, B-L-I-G-E, Mary J. Blige. Yeah, she's all right. Tom Dumont, a name you might remember from the 90s. He's 54 years old today, lead guitarist for No Doubt. 1995, they were the thing, man. And then that female vocalist left. Whatever happened to No Doubt? Oh, well. And here's a name you probably won't recognize, but when you're into music production like I am, absolutely love him. Tom Rollins, 51 years old. He's one of the Chemical Brothers, and the Chemical Brothers are producers of dance music. Some of the coolest dance beats you could hear. They're out there doing them. You know, like a Daft Punk kind of thing. Yeah, there you go. Those are the celebrity birthdays today. Now we take a look at the locals, and we call them birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Amanda Arend from Middleburg. She's 42 today. Kathy Lauver from Sealands Grove, 62. Happy birthday, Aaron Snyder, Cold Township, 43. Fred Walsh from Cold Township is 49. Cold Township is all one word there. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, Janice Peters-Singh from Port Trevorden, 57. Jay Whipple, Shamokin Dam is the Nifty 50 today. Happy birthday, Jessica Faust, Mount Pleasant Mills, 43. Kimberly Long from Paxinus, 42 today. Happy birthday. Christy Flieger. Or Crystal Flieger, I'm sorry, 36 years old. Lisa Bowersox from Winfield is the Nifty 50. Lucy Quincy from Sunbury, 54 today. Happy birthday, Marcy Tyson from Liverpool, 47. Michelle Maxfield from Mifflinburg is 43. That's a cool name, Maxfield. I like that. Maybe that'll be my next radio name. I doubt it. Patrick Alvarez from Sunbury. Hey, Patrick, 31. And Sarah Freet from Mount Pleasant Mills is 36 years old today. Facebook messaged in earlier this morning, Melissa Missy Stahl. Hey, Missy Stahl. She's from Sunbury. She's 31. Stephen is sending his birthday wishes. You can do it many ways. Ford Fun Line is always open at 1-800-326-94KX. Remember that number. That's the way you can get those birthdays through. You could use Facebook Messenger like Stephen did. You can email, you can snail mail, or use our text club. Each and every day at this time, it's Birthday Buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
There is nothing scarier, I think, than a train coming when your car is stuck. And that was good news. It's on the way next.
Yeah. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Yeah, the good news. Your dog gets snatched up, but dropped. In Missouri, a dog was snatched up by an oversized owl and taken over a mile away. A man found the dog, and he was okay.
I seen something flew over the top of my car. I didn't know exactly what it was. I made it look big, then it dropped something, and when it dropped something, I stopped my car, and here was this little bitty miniature Dachshund. I'm glad that I saved her life, though, because she would have never made it. That owl probably would have came back and finished her off.
Even our pets have guardian angels, because there's no other way to explain how Fiona is safe and sound and back in our arms.
Maybe your pets do have guardian angels. The guy was Bruce Hereford, and he rescued Natalie Pollock's miniature dachshund from an oversized owl. Sorry to my roommate Leo, the little Havanese that I wish would get snatched up by a hawk in Point Township. I've totally changed my mind. You're stuck on the railroad tracks and there's a train coming. Sure, it sounds fictitious, but there was actually a rescue.
Go, 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 go!
It happened Sunday near Los Angeles. People pulling a guy out of a car just in time. That's not a public service announcement. That's aired here on this radio station quite often. That was the real thing, videoed on an iPhone by a passerby. That's good news.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your local group has some local good news, let us know. Contact News Radio, 1070 WKOK. Mark Lawrence will handle it. He'll get it to me, and we'll make it good news.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. WQKX.
If you watch the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie tested positive for COVID. So they're kind of taking their turns on the Today Show. One person working from home, one person working from the studio.
Well, here we go, Hoda. We're trading places. I'm working from home. You're back in the studio.
you have a negative test for COVID. I just tested positive for COVID, so here we go.
Well, I feel like we're like a ton of the country. I mean, this is so weird. Yes. I'm having a flashback to 2020. I got two negative tests when I'm back in my seat, and I know that your negative test will come quickly, but well, here's to happy healing.
Absolutely. Little sniffles, not much more than that.
And you know what? It's every workplace. This isn't just TV or here at our radio group. It's everywhere you work. Your coworker standing next to you yesterday might be taking 5 to 10 days off. Wow. Will this ever go away? I don't expect an answer to that question. I'm just throwing it out there.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, it's a Try It Tuesday. And guess what? If you're with us at the top of the show, I can try absolutely nothing. So what am I going to try on a Try It Tuesday? Nothing. I'm not allowed to eat. I'm not allowed to drink. I'm not allowed to even smell food or look at food for the next 24 hours. Clear liquids. Come on now. I'll explain coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
If you were with us this morning, I said I didn't know if I could get through the show by myself. I'm in one of those day before modes before you have some surgical procedures. And they come up with the rules, and I'm not bashing our health system. We got some great doctors and hospitals and clinics in our area. But they come up with the rules for 9 to 5 people. Hey, you can't eat for 24 hours before your procedure. Okay, the day before the procedure, I'm going to sleep till about 8:45, and I have to be in work at 9. I'm going to roll out of bed, put some clothes on, get to work, and just ignore food. And then before you know it, it'll be over. Well, that's not the way it works for first shift people. You first shift people, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you're working at Masonite or, I don't know, Wood Mode or somewhere in the area. And you have to be at work by 6 a.m. And your procedure isn't until tomorrow at 7 a.m. This is hell, I'm telling you. No food. I said, all right, I'm type 2 diabetic. I got to eat like every 4 hours. Maybe an apple, maybe a pear, maybe an orange or a banana just to keep the sugar. Nope, absolutely nothing. Well, how about my meds for diabetes? Nope, don't take those either. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to crash at about noon. You know what I mean? So I won't be here tomorrow. Chad Evans, bless his soul, he'll be getting up early and running the old Morgan in the Morning show tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday. I will have food in my body, and I'll be in a better mood. Right now, I'm kind of getting a little grizzly. You know what I mean? Starting to growl a little bit, and it's not my stomach growling. It's me. Deep breaths, Tom. Deep breaths. Keep entertaining the people with something else. That's my job. Then I bump into this article early this morning that's talking about the most boring movies ever made. And I'm like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to even know any of these movies. So I'm like, okay, the most boring movie made in the last 20 years is The Last Airbender. It finished number one, followed by Annabelle and Suicide Squad. Okay? I don't know any of those movies. But then it said, click here for the soundtrack. And this song is called Flow Like Water from the movie The Last Airbender. I'm thinking, I can't eat any food. I can't drink anything for 24 hours. I'm a nervous wreck. But wow, the song is beautiful. I might not need any anesthesia. This is what I'm going to try on Tuesday. I'm going to play this kind of music in my headphones all day long. And by 7 a.m. tomorrow morning when they're wheeling me into the operating room, I'm going to say, listen to the flow of the water from The Last Airbender. Beautiful! WQ. You know what? I have an idea none of that's going to happen.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Up next, Tom's Top 10, the top 10 things we don't get enough of. Right now, mine is food.
Starting January 18th, Quebec will require a vaccine passport to enter all liquor and cannabis stores in an effort to keep Omicron from spreading. First dose appointments have now increased from 1,500 per day to 6,000.
I think maybe Pfizer needs to come out with some gummies and a hard lemonade.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, 2,000 Americans were asked about the 10 things that they don't get enough of. Number 10 was laughter. I would have bumped that higher up the list. Number 9, fresh air, depending where you live, I guess. Fun in general finished number 8. Hugs and cuddles at number 7. I need a lot of hugs, and it's tough in today's day and age of social distancing, isn't it? Number 6, hanging out with friends. Well, yeah. Number 5, money. You never have enough money. Number 4, exercise. That's kind of up to you, isn't it? I know it's hard, but you can do it. Coming in at number 3, which I thought would be number 1, sleep. We don't get enough sleep. Number 2, vacation days or days off. I have enough of those. I don't want to take them. I want to do radio. But most people don't feel that way. And the number 1 thing we don't get enough of, sunshine. What do we got today? Partly sunny, but cold.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
If you have cabin fever now because Valentine's Day isn't coming fast enough, I got cabin fever because St. Patrick's Day isn't coming fast enough. So I need a party. And then I find out Spyglass has a cabin fever party every year. It's going to be a great time, and it's going to be all day long. It starts at like 2 o'clock, goes to whenever at night. Details are coming up here. What do you think, huh? Pretty cool. Yeah, it is.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We wrap up the show today with our parting shot from Jimmy Fallon playing his game, Good, Bad, Great.
First up, we have Gone in 60 Seconds. Well, that's a good name for a Nicolas Cage movie. Bad name for your New Year's resolution. Great name for CVS's supply of at-home COVID tests. Gonna get there quick. Next up, there's Fall Out Boy. That's a good name for a pop punk band. A bad name for a baby Bjorn. And a great name for a skydiving school. After that, we've got Yellowstone. Well, that is a good name for a TV Western. Is a bad name for a jewelry store. And a great name for the gravel at a dog park. Oh, yeah. Next up, there's Who Wants Smoke? Well, that's a good name for a song by Nardo Wick. Bad name for an air filtration system. It's a great name for a vape store owned by a caveman.
Who Wants Smoke?
Next up, there's Nightmare Alley. Well, that's a good name for a movie. Is a bad name for an Airbnb listing. Great name for a proctologist.
Ooh! That's a great name? Stop!
And finally, we have How I Met Your Father. Well, that's a good name for a brand new TV show. It's a bad name for a sperm bank. It's a great name for Maury. There you go. That's all we have.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.